Deadlands Noir, The Dark Heart of the City, Session 1. The players were Nick, Sharon, James, and Richard. There's not a lot to report, and we haven't heard from listeners in a while. If you're enjoying Deadlands Noir, give us a shout-out on our Google group, in the forums, email us, or using an iTunes review. We've got tons of audio games recorded, and I'll keep posting them if you'll keep listening. Enjoy!
Yep.
All right, so everyone's back. Back. So what is the officer thinking about all of this? Obviously, I mean, you're you might be a little gullible about things, but you're not completely clueless. You understand that there is an issue going on here with some of the illegal players in town.
I am very torn between bringing everybody down to the station, because, you know, there's a lot of illegal stuff going on, and trying to clean things up.
Yeah, well, that's just it, though. No one's actually committed a crime. So,
right.
While,
yeah.
Extortion is a crime.
Well, yes, but she's been careful to phrase it as people offering services.
Right, that she doesn't want.
Yes.
If that's a crime, then... there's a lot of.
It doesn't turn into a crime until you start showing up with four men with bulletproof vests and guns, and they're about to draw down and shoot up the place.
But they never did.
Yeah, they never did.
They never did. This is true. Yeah. However, it is very clear that there is a racket going on here. And that the Villa brothers
No, not yet. We should go to other bars and find out whether they are also being shaken down.
Well, here's the problem, is that Miss Moody said that she was going to come by and visit the Villa brothers this morning. If someone doesn't come by on Miss Moody's behalf, they're going to come back. And probably more numbers this next time around, given the last time. Or they just might do a drive-by shooting with a Chicago typewriter.
So they can't all be closed now, can they? This place closed earlier than usual, didn't it?
Most places that offer entertainment do close a little earlier, but there are lots of joints that stay open 24/7. I mean, there really are.
There's got to be some in this area. Yeah. Which is kind of... just go to another place and see. The worst thing that happens is they say no, and we get a drink.
Right, but what does that gain us?
Then they're targeting more than one
exactly
place in the area. And it's not just a push in on Miss... Is it Mooney or Moody?
Mooney,
right.
I'm pretty sure that's pretty clear here. They're not just going to push in on one bar. This is a criminal organization that is seeking to expand their operations for whatever reason.
I thought several people here thought it was one hand fighting against the other, or might have been somebody trying to double bluff to fake somebody out or something. If we go to the other places, maybe they have given different cards, or different people have done it, or they might have more information about this. Or perhaps I just want to go and get a drink from a different place. It could be any one of those things.
Okay. I just... Yeah, sure. We can get this... I think it's quicker just to get it done than argue with it. So, let's get it done.
All right. Are you guys all in on this?
I'm sure the officer needs to go to bed. And
yes. Yes. The officer does need to go to bed. And the person playing the officer needs to feed the dog.
Okay. That works. How about Franny, Anise?
I mean, doesn't have to be a scene, does it?
We can just I just need to know who is going out.
All right, okay.
I'm just gonna go with Kai.
Okay. And are you guys splitting up, or are you staying together as you go?
We should probably stay together.
I don't see the particular need for Anise to go with.
Oh, you might know more places. I mean, do you just work here?
Pretty much.
Have you worked at other places? No. That good. I mean, yeah, okay.
All right. So people are staying together then as you go and look in on things.
Can either of y'all talk to people?
Meaning, well, what's your story, Morning Glory? What do you mean by that?
Like, how good are you at getting people to agree with you and to do things for you? Do I need to come along because your method of talking to people is to smash a bar bottle over someone's head and say, "Give me all the information you have."
I would not do that. I would just tell them exactly what their shortcomings are and tell them they either can talk or just, like, deal with their shortcomings.
Okay.
I don't see the point of wasting time on a lot of people.
Okay, I'll go with you then.
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. For those that are going out and asking around, whether you split up or not, one person may take a lead over another. What I'm going to have you do is give me a couple of different roles. It can be the same person if the same person is talking, or you guys can take turns at different things. So persuasion to get people to talk. And intimidation is fine, too. Those are going to be your two most useful roles. But I will allow streetwise as well if you're asking, like, the crowd and not necessarily the owners, that sort of thing. So the people that are going out and looking into this tonight, we'll start with Nick. How do you go about asking questions?
Oh, I'm a very charming young man. I'm a handsome sort, and when I start in on a conversation, people just don't like to let me down.
Okay. Since I'm just doing this as a quick cutscene, we're not going to do the whole patter rules, but go ahead and give me a persuasion roll just to see how persuasive your
you I'm are all right.
tonight. Six.
I succeed.
Okay.
No race.
Right. I'm going to get a total number from everybody here. So that's what you do. Anyone else talking to the various bartenders or any of their customers, in fact? Franny.
Yeah, I'm going to just talk with the customers, the bartenders, and ask if there's been try to find out if there's been any issues, you know, unusual issues.
Okay.
Around recently.
Persuasion, then?
Actually, it was company streetwise.
Okay, streetwise, okay, you can roll streetwise, but with streetwise, a lot of times there's a give and take. So if you roll too low, you may lose some money getting the info, just so you know, because you're basically having to pay some people for the info.
Okay, I'll just make sure I'm going to tip the bartenders well. I mean,
yeah, exactly. Sounds good. Go ahead and roll some streetwise.
Okay.
Four. Ooh, okay, four. That is a success. Roll a d4.
Okay.
All right. It's going to cost you a couple of bucks to get some good information. Do you wish to spend the money?
I will spend the money.
Okay. Mark down $2 you have spent getting information. Kai.
I think I made about 50 bucks tonight. Yes. So.
Kai, are you talking to anyone as we're going through the night?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I am.
What tact are you taking?
We supply your booze. be a shame if things were happening that here. That
sounds like intimidation.
Yeah, I mean, if we were suddenly forced out and you had nobody to supply your booze, why would people come here anymore? I mean, it would just be a run-down gin joint. Well, not even a gin joint, just a joint.
Wow.
Don't know. Okay.
Very nice.
it's not me, it's the threat itself. Yes. Oh my god, no booze? What would happen?
We'd have to rely on our entertainment and cooking. We're doomed. And Anise, did you turn in or are you part of this tonight?
I'm not part of this. At best, I'm going off to change into more sort of stealth cat burglar clothes. So,
okay.
Change wig and that. But that's so if that comes up later on, fine. I'll be part of that. But otherwise, no.
Okay. Richard, roll me a d6.
D6, you say?
Your total is quite high. This is just kind of how long it takes to get the information that you got. 3 hours. 3 hours of hitting the streets, getting into the late night, early morning of good old of the Crescent City. What you eventually get together over your 3 hours of meandering through the various places that are open, and where do you meet back to share information?
Go Moody's back to Bar.
Moody's Bar. Okay. Well,
I know the one place.
Yeah. Unless someone has a parlor where we could all meet.
And nobody's shared any information about parlors with us. So
back to Moody's then. All right.
Yeah.
One of Moody's Bar
backs. I don't know if I want you guys up my house.
Let you in to discuss things. And what you find is some establishments have been contacted by the Villa Brothers. Others have not. The thing in common is the ones that have been approached all are currently paying protection to the Black Hand. Like every one of them that were approached are currently paying protection money to the Black Hand.
Oh, well.
And there's been no approach by the Villa Brothers?
Again, the Villa Brothers are the ones that approached these other places. But mm-hmm. The ones that haven't been approached universally, the ones that have not been approached, and they're places that you think might be because they're probably making it around the same income, but mm-hmm. none of them have dealings with the Black Hand.
Okay. So
the Villa Brothers are only approaching the ones that do have dealings with the Black Hand.
Yes.
So if...
Wait. I'm confused. The Villa Brothers are approaching people who have no association with the Black Hand.
No. They're approaching only people that have association with the Black Hand. Just association, but are paying them for protection already.
So the independent operators are not being hit up.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
And are there any people who are Red Hand affiliated as well?
No one that is willing to cop to that.
Okay, fine. So we don't know if they're being hit up as well. Because they won't do it. That's fine.
Right. So the Villa Brothers are specifically targeting Black Hand things. This is something that's probably gone up your chain of command, Kai. And they've done nothing.
My chain of command? What are you talking about? Oh, right, yes. Of course, you were late for the phone call.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, that's interesting.
Since your total was actually pretty good on this, and so that would mean you did a little bit more digging, none of the places that got approached actually told anyone in the organization that they got approached.
No, that's... I was going to phone it in again.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So this is our very first, this is ground zero, where they were going to start making their push then.
No.
It
all happened within the last day, so like within the last 24 hours, and the people that were approached never did contact anyone in the Black Hands to tell them that they were approached.
Maybe they were going on to it. Well, yeah, I choose to believe that they were going to go on and see the others after they had been to see Miss Moon here, and we stopped them in our tracks.
That's certainly a major possibility.
Yep. Choose to believe we're the heroes of this piece. Yep.
No one else reports a strong follow-up like Miss Mooney had. They have the initial contact with the same description of the person in the royal purple pinstripe suit. Slightly effeminate, short man, European accent.
Okay.
Everyone says European accent, but they can't actually tell you like what part of Europe. Just like, yeah, got this accent. Mm-hmm.
I get the feeling we're supposed to recognize this chap, but I don't.
Actually, quick question. You said royal purple pinstripe suit?
Mm-hmm.
What time in the morning is it?
Now? 3 hours later, about 7 in the morning.
What time does Jock's magazine and cigarette store open.
Oh, he also sells coffee, so he's opened already.
Okay. I want to go get some coffee and some beignets and ask him if he remembers anybody in a royal purple pinstripe suit.
Okay, so before you do that, are you breaking off with everyone for the rest of the night, or are you taking them with you?
I'll take them with me. I'll treat you guys. I had a good night. I'll treat you guys to coffee and beignets.
That sounds awesome. Real quick, do we want to go see the Villa Brothers and explain the situation?
Not this early in the morning.
Well, not this early in the morning, but, you know, like having a plan of action after you do this.
Well, let's see what we find out there. And I also want to make a phone call to see, to report in.
Right. You do the phone call in private or with everyone still around?
I go in the back. Well, I guess the phone's only in the back. Yes. Unless we're in the back, which I probably think we're not.
Nah.
So, yeah, I'll go in the back and make a phone call. I'll be right back.
Who do you call? Your boss?
I call the only person I know, my boss. So, yeah. All the number.
All right. Takes a few rings. He was pretty much awake when you called him earlier. Sounds like he has since gone to sleep. So takes him a while before the handset is finally picked up after several rings. It's like,
come on.
7 o'clock. Who is this?
Yeah, there's a 7 o'clock in the morning now. It's me.
Oh, Kai.
Yep.
You didn't get yourself killed. That's good.
I didn't get any sleep either yet.
Me either.
Here's a rundown. Lay it all out for him. What's going on? You looks like somebody's trying to work their way in. You may want to tell somebody else about this.
Oh geez. He's like, yeah. I sent that last bit of information up the chain, but oh wow, this is pretty heavy. Kai. Okay, I gotta go. I'm gonna send the flag up. Let him know what's going on. Did you tell him everything? Like, did you give him the name, the Villa Brothers, the address, or no?
I don't see why I wouldn't.
Okay. Okay. What was that again? 113 in Rouge? 112? Okay, I got it. All right. You keep on with these people. You be their shadows. You let me know if anything else goes on.
I'll find out what I can.
All right.
Yeah, okay. I tell them where we're going, just in case they suddenly have like new orders and they can get me at the coffee place, which okay. I forgot the name of. Yep.
All right, so heading to Jacques.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Jacques is already open. They've been here for hours making fresh bread, croissants, all kinds of nice pastries. They sell really good coffee. I've also got newspapers from many different locations. They've even got some out of the country. Seems like it's a fairly popular spot, especially for breakfast. Jacques knows Franny. And, oh, yeah, customary greeting, comes over, kisses you on each cheek.
Good morning, Jacques.
Oh, Franny, I see you're still dressed. Yeah, no sleep for you last night.
Oh, no sleep.
Has Jacques got a French accent?
Slight.
Okay, yeah, I'm not faking that, but yeah. Okay, okay, yeah, it's like, yeah. Oh, Neil brought friends! Sit! And Neil bring out a big pot of coffee.
Yes, had to bring my friends over for your wonderful coffee and some beignets and croissants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he brings over a breakfast platter of different breads and...
Okay, so, between... bites of stuff with powdered sugar and lots of butter and really good coffee. I'm just going to chit-chat with Jacques. And Jacques, do you remember anybody coming in here buying cigarettes wearing a royal purple pinstripe suit?
Right. Okay, while you do know Jacques, we're going to use one of the new systems in here, okay?
Okay.
We're using the patter system, so you do know him, which is going to give you a slight bonus, but he's also very protective of giving out information because, you know, people who talk too much often get shot in the back. So getting him to open up is a thing. Give me a second, I got to find the patter rules here.
I suspect I might suck at this.
Probably not, actually. All right, so you choose the skill you're going to use, and your case is probably persuasion for a softer, more reasonable approach. The other options are intimidation or taunt, depending on the way you're going about it. First of all, so you make your opening. That was your opening. You're asking him about this particular man, etc. Uh-huh. So go ahead and roll your persuasion.
Okay. Is there any bonuses?
You can take a plus. Well, let's see. Does bonus come at the end or at the beginning? Hold on a second. Okay, take a plus +2.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Okay. So that's your open, and you do really well with it. He's like, well, I see many people here. Purple suit, pinstripe, you say. Sounds like a very cosmopolitan man. How long ago would this have been that I might have seen this man?
Oh, it would have been yesterday.
He seems hesitant. It looks like he might know more, but he's not very forthcoming.
The owner of the club that I'm currently working at wishes to speak with him.
Okay.
And there was an accident and his business card was damaged. So we're just nice. trying to find him so that she can conduct business with him.
All right. So before you roll this one, other people that are sitting down, you're hearing this conversation as she's talking to her friend Jacques. You are able to make a cooperative help here. Anyone that wishes to try to contribute, you would make explain how you're contributing. Then you would make a roll. If you succeed, it's going to give her a roll a +1 if anyone else is wishing to interject.
I will say, Mr. Jacques, it would be very beneficial to the community, in particular yourself, and I will slide over a $5 note with the picture I assume of Jefferson okay. on it.
So you're going to do some bribery here, okay?
Yep.
Persuasion.
Yep.
You can take a +2 because you're giving cash.
Cash
on something he is interested in.
Absolutely. Everyone loves cash.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, I actually add another +2 on, but it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad I didn't roll for you. Ha ha ha.
So, Sharon, go ahead and roll your persuasion. Add a +4 modifier to this roll.
Okay. Oof. I'm glad I got the +4. Yep.
yeah. Good thing you did. Actually, it's a 6. Oh, my. Okay. He becomes a little suspicious at this. He takes the money. And, he thinks about it a little bit, looks over the group here and says, oh, this must be very important. He looks at the $5 and he pockets it. And he says, Franny, I'm always grateful to help you and such things. And certainly, yes, I can say that I did see this man here. But, what possible use is just seeing this man going to be to you? All right. Last round, you make your final points.
It could be very, very lucrative for everyone involved. We just need to get in contact with him to put my employer in contact with him. And she is very, very generous. And I slip him another 5.
Oh, my. Okay. All right. So unless anyone else has anything to pipe in with.
The sooner you tell us this information, the sooner I can leave. I say, sitting down on a table and putting my feet up on it, eating.
Yeah. Your dress is definitely dressed down for this establishment. That sounds like a minor intimidation there. Go ahead, give me a roll.
Intimidation. Don't fail me now, Dice.
5, okay. So you're going to take +3 to this, +5 to this roll, but you gave him more money. So Sharon, your last persuasion roll.
+5.
Okay. So what we end up doing here is totaling up the margin of victory, like how much over him you got or how much under him. You did get in the 5+ category. So, yeah. So he opens up to tell you. He says, yes, he started coming here, I think, Sunday last, a little bit over a week ago now. He comes in every other day or so, has a cappuccino. We don't sell too many of those here. And always gets a particular pastry. He tips well. He drives a very fancy car, silver, large tire wells, silver accoutrements, black otherwise, very large trunk. He has a driver dressed very well in a kind of an off-gray silver epaulets, very, very official looking. What else can I say? Cigarettes. Oh, horrible, horrible cigarettes. I've tried to sell him some of my, well, anything would be better smelling than that, really. But no, he insists that he rolls his own. He has his own particular tobacco. He was not interested in any of my wares. If you wish to get a message to him, certainly I could pass something along to him the next time he's in. Which could be today, actually. Come to think of it, he wasn't here yesterday. It's every other day or so that he comes in.
Okay. Well, how expensive is this tobacco or cigarettes that he gets?
I don't know. He would not tell me the brand. Of course, I would never stock such a noxious weed here myself. Nor did he inquire if I had it.
Very
interesting. So he must have his own resource somewhere.
Yes. Hmm. That was the one thing that my employer did remember. That's why I asked you. She remembered the tobacco being
pungent. Yes, it had a rather chemical odor to it. I put my finger on the smell. Definitely it is a subpar brand of tobacco. Leavings, probably. Not a true leaf. It had a smell almost like, what is that? What is that that your embalmers use to keep the corpses fresh?
Formaldehyde.
Yes. It had a very similar smell to that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jacques. Do we want to stay here and see if he shows up, or do we want to try to go to the Fila Brothers? I'm going to say this under my breath as soon as Jacques walks away for a minute. Guys?
What's the plan? What do you want to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are we looking to rub his nose in it, or are we looking to make pee?
Yeah. Right. So do we want to stay here and hope he shows up, or do we want to go to the Villa Brothers' address listed on that card?
So the advantages of waiting here until he shows up is that he won't have all of his goons nearby, so therefore he'll be in a weaker bargaining position overall. The disadvantages, of course, is that people can overhear our conversation, or he might not be receptive to us coming up to him. And we will have played our hand saying that we knew he was going to be here.
Exactly, which I don't necessarily want to do because I do not want to get Jacques in trouble.
That's very admirable of you. Very admirable. So I would personally say that we don't, if it ends up that he needs to buy a farm somewhere, then here is as good a place as any. But until we elevate ourselves to that level, I would say that we should simply go and meet him at his address and hold this here in our back pocket.
Well, we know where he likes to get his smokes, and that's two things people tend to not change too much.
Yep.
Where they pour their hooch and where they get their smokes. All right, so we're going to go. Let's head off to, 112th and Rouge?
Okay, so you guys have been going for quite a while now. And,
yeah, we have.
In particular, Franny, you have an issue with going large amount of times in which your Manitou actually shuts you down if you don't get a particular amount of rest. So you're coming up close to that point now. You realize this is coming. Okay,
well,
so system-wise, when it wants to sleep, you can push it off. It's a roll to see if you can, okay? But if you fail, typically you're just going to fall on the spot. And you can feel that it's coming.
Actually, people, I've been up for close to 24 hours. I'm very tired. Do you mind if I might bow out and just go and take a nap?
That's perfectly fine.
Okay.
It's not at all suspicious.
No, because it's been a very long day. I'm going to make my way to home, and on the way stop and pick up A couple of sausages or something.
Nice. Oh, by the way, drop $6 for the coffee, croissants, and sausages.
Okay, and $5 for bribing Jacques.
Exactly.
Okay, I've got a running total here, so at some point in time, I'll just add it all up. Just sort of the racket, that 23 that I rolled, that's the amount I earned was 23 times 5 divided by 2?
No, don't divide it by 2 yet. I'll tell you when your lifestyle charges come up.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And did anyone call Anise to come to breakfast this morning, or is she still not with
you? No, we called her.
Okay.
I called her.
Did you?
We can do it from here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm heading home.
Use your
phone?
Then we'll head out.
Yep.
I say.
If you're going to get me, we're going to get the entire party together.
Yeah, I mean, we can. So what we can
That's
do?
That's more what I'm expecting the next scene to be. Is the entire party
together?
Yeah,
we can all
see the Villa Brothers.
We can all take a break. Meet back at the Villa Brothers at 11 o'clock, at Mooney's at like 10:30. Go back home, take a quick short nap, and then get ready to deal with the. And then we will have an officer of the law with us while we do so.
He's probably more well-rested than the rest of us.
Sure. So Samuel can come in on this, of course. Now, the place that you're going to is not on his beat. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean he can't go there, of course. It just means that it's not his particular where he's assigned to be working.
Yeah.
You would actually be crossing into another precinct's area. I'm going to say Samuel knows the officer on that beat. If it comes up. All right, Chris.
Sounds good.
Hey, so everybody meets back up at noon at Mooney's after getting a little bit of sleep for some of you.
I will call in just to see if there's been any discussion about, hey, we know about this. That's good.
Okay, so your guy, we have to keep calling him your guy. Let's give this guy a name.
Let's call him Guy.
All right. His name is Guy.
Guy Fieri. Oh, wait.
Yeah, he tells you that, I sent the message up the chain. I'm sure there'll be some quick action on that. Never fear. Continue to hang out with him, Kai. If anything else transpires, let me know, of course. Keep me in the loop. I've got a pot of coffee here. I'll be up all day. Don't you worry. I won't miss a message this time.
Oh, slow. You missed a message last time?
Almost. I mean, who calls at 7 o'clock in the morning? Hell, the sun's barely up at 7 o'clock in the morning. No one calls at 7 o'clock in the morning. More coffee!
Oh, Kai and Guy.
Guy's a little strung out. So he told you that there's going to be some quick action on this.
All right, well, I'm still meeting up with the others. It was just calling in to get the notification before.
All right.
Make sure they didn't have any other orders or whatever.
All right, so for Samuel, the address that you're wanting to go to is a couple blocks outside of your beat. Officer
yes.
Watson walks that beat. You might run into him. You are in uniform because this is a work day for you and this is a work hour for you.
Did my clue happen to leave anywhere for our dear Mr. Pet, our dear Mr. Fix, for the finding out who was the robber?
Oh, yeah, did you? You really wouldn't have had a lot of time to catch up on that. I mean, he would have just started his shift not too long ago.
No, I was just asking. So, if it hasn't, it hasn't. Yeah. All right, so.
Yeah, we'll say that, Samuel, you got that information. You just haven't been able to make anything with it yet.
Right.
All right. Yep. All right, so you head to the location that you're supposed to be at. This is actually in the, what's it called, Storyville. Storyville is actually known for prostitution.
Storyville is very much known for prostitution.
Yes. So much so that they have blue books and pamphlets telling you which establishments are willing to do what and for what price.
So much so they have a train station.
They have a train station that stops there because it is a tourist spot because of what they peddle in here. The particular
and whatnot.
Address that you're looking for is actually a very small corner. We'll call it a corner office. It has no particular placard on the outside. The windows are sooted black, and it looks like it has been closed for a while. So describe to me how you approach the place. This is just seeing it on far. You found your location. That's got to be it. That little corner there.
Oh, well, let's just walk up and say hello.
All of us, or do we want to retain anyone back?
No, I think it's very important that all of us go to here. I mean, unless you don't want to be here for this, Miss Anise.
I was wondering if you want to keep anyone safe out of the... as a backup. But if you don't, you know.
We won't need any backup.
Yeah,
so how easily we took them down last night. That was fold like a house of...
This isn't going to go down wrong at all.
No. How could it? How could it go down wrong?
Exactly. I'm glad that we're all on the same page here.
Yeah, we're only trying to get information.
Well, more we're trying to tell them to back off. So.
We want them to scram.
Well, no, we're not getting that.
We're
okay,
not
let's establish what we want out of this conversation, so that way we can be correct. If he's a member of a mafioso family back in New York, he has bosses that he has to report to, and he has to report progress and all the rest of that. All that's readily understood. His problem is with the Black Hand, not with our client. Our client is means. And protection that goes beyond the Black Hand and that can make, as seen previously, business for him very unpleasant. She is a local member of the community and therefore has many friends, particularly, you know, friends who would help her out in her times of need. And that she is not a profitable mark and just make her a hard target rather than try to fight the Black Hand's battle for them. Thus, protecting the neighborhood and eliminating a problem within the neighborhood, and also protecting our client. Does that sound reasonable?
Eminently.
Yes.
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah, is the Black Hand interested in just getting them out of the way entirely, or?
Yeah.
We do that's the Black Hand.
That's the Black Hand's business. We don't know.
Yeah, that's...
point to Kai.
Yeah, that's your boss's...
they're involved.
Yes, that's her boss's decision.
That is totally above our pay grade.
Yes. If they want to create the bloodbath that is going to require to move...
Well, let's find out how many there are here already, because if we can just stop it now, then sure, everybody would be rewarded for their initiative.
Yes, I would be.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, look, the police officer would like to stamp on this before it... starts, because there's nothing good about a gang war.
This is someone else's
beat. That is true.
This is absolutely not her responsibility.
Yes, right. But given the information over to Officer Watson,
of course we can absolutely give him all the information that he requires to stop on this nefarious element in our city.
The question is Officer Watson in on it, or now will he...
He is not in on it.
Yes,
okay, he's going to owe you.
He's above... Yes. Officer Watson is so totally above board that his name is a byword for honesty. A byword.
Uh-huh, yes, that means he's so dirty. It's ridiculous.
No.
Police officers are not dirty.
Yes. No one in the city takes bribes.
Right. So anyway, Officer Watson will actually just owe you a favor if you sort of give him your intelligence, correct?
Correct.
But, Kai, I don't mind, you know, depending upon the situation and how it goes down, we can discuss other arrangements when those times come up. Does that sound fair to you?
Yep.
Let me just go in and see what happens. What's the worst that can happen? Exactly. Let's go.
Oh, yes. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
We have a plan. Everybody's on the same page except there are two of us.
Except none of them.
Yes. So this is an area of town where there's the buildings are much older. Many of them do not have fire escapes, even though that has been starting to be a thing. These buildings are old enough that they do not. ground floor again. It's a corner corner building. Go up to the front door. Again, the glass has all been sooted out, which is often done when a place is being moved into and it's not opened yet for business. The door is slightly ajar when you get there. Who's in the lead?
Nick.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the volunteer.
I was
going
to say me, but if you want Nick to go first, I mean,
yeah. Nick, if you first, want to step and then up, I'll go second.
Yeah, sure. I'll go first.
And I'll be right behind him.
Okay. So you come
I'll
up to the
after
door.
The cop.
The door is a very solid-looking wood affair that's got quite a bit of relief that's been carved into it. But again, it's a big brass door and lock. But it's slightly ajar, just slightly.
Does it look like it's been kicked in?
It does not. Looks like it's all in one piece.
That's odd. It's offset.
No, it's just slightly open, like someone didn't close it all the way.
Oh, okay. When you said slightly ajar, I was thinking the hinges had been stuck.
Oh, no. It's just not been closed all the way. It's still just a little bit open.
Who here is stealthy?
He calls out.
Yeah,
who? Yeah. Kind of lost that one already.
Well, Anise. I mean, no one's here. Maybe you could take a look around and see what's up.
Good, but if no one's here, then there's nothing to see.
Right?
Come on. I go in.
Okay. Yeah. All right. you push the door. It opens up a couple of inches, 2-3 inches, and then it stops. There's some weight on the other end. It feels like you shove it. You're kind of a slight person, though. You shove it, and you get like another half inch, but the door is just kind of stuck.
I put my back into it to push what I'm suspecting is a dead body out of the way.
You put your shoulder into it and just kind of really push into it, and it does move a few more inches, certainly enough for you to slide in if you want.
No, I'm trying to open this up. So
okay. It does not open completely. You push with all your might.
Okay, I'll opens go up. In. If you move out of the way, Kyle, I'll go in.
Okay. All right. Enter in from the sunlight coming in through the doorway. There's electrics aren't on. It's kind of dark in here, but you do see that there's some blood around the door frame.
Of course there is.
And you look behind the door, and yes, there is a body that has now been shoved out of the way, and is the door, the body, and the wall are all of one piece now, and so that's why Kai couldn't push it open further.
So can I get it out of the way then?
Yeah, you can pull it out of the way if you want. The rest of the room is quite dark, though, except for the bit of light that's coming in through the doorway. Again, the windows have all been soot-blacked.
Well, as long as Dragon isn't going meow, 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 I'll get the guy out of the way.
Okay. Sure. Pull the guy deeper into the room.
Can we detect a cause of death?
Does everybody pile into the room?
We're going to open the door and go in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I should also say, do we make fear checks for seeing dead body?
No.
It's not really that gruesome. No, okay, fine.
It really isn't. Looks like gunshot wound. Fairly fresh. I mean, you guys, even without any real forensics knowledge, you can tell just because the blood is still not solid that it wasn't that long ago. Again, the rest of the place is dark, although you can see a staircase going up to a second floor.
I think that's...
But the guy got shot, so where did he get shot from? I mean, is there obvious...
Well, the body's been moved now several times.
It was
times.
In front of the door, and it was... And there's blood there, so is there bullet holes in the door, or...
So you look at the back of the door, and yes, there is a bullet embedded in the door. It looks like it was a through and through. The guy got hit in the head, went through his skull, impact into the door. Good stout wooden door. So it is, slug is still in the door.
High angle.
Meaning it was shot from low? Or?
From higher up.
Okay.
And it's a yellow blue pinstripe suit, or purple?
No, actually, this guy, since Kai is in there, Kai, you recognize this guy. This is Ty. Ty is one of the enforcers that we've seen around the warehouse occasionally. So he works for Black Hand.
Oh, my God. Oh. So you have Kai, Guy, and Ty.
Yeah.
Yep. Can you spot the naming scheme yet? Can you?
Nope.
Can you? It's really subtle.
It is subtle. It's too subtle for me.
I am going to stealth upstairs because what the hell?
Okay, give me a notice roll.
I want to look around for a phone.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Again, it is quite dark in here, with all the windows sooted out and the light coming through the door.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Two raises? No, one raise.
Well.
Yeah, well, a raise is a raise. There's not multiple raises. And
it's good, because I don't even have it. I'm just checking to make sure that it... Yeah, it's unskilled, by the way.
Okay. Oh, it's unskilled. You don't have notice. Wow. that's fine. That's fine. So going up the stairs, again, what are you doing for light? It's pretty dark. And notice you see at the top of the stairs is there's kind of a lump on the ground up there. Looks suspiciously like another body.
Yeah, I'm all going up seeing what I can see, even with the dark.
Okay.
So if I don't have light, they can't spot me.
Okay, fair enough. The notice roll was high enough, though, that you do notice that there is some form at the top of the stairway, kind of leaning like half on the stairs, half on the landing, not moving. All right. And officer, you said you were looking for a phone, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well, you find where the phone line comes in, but the end of the line is shredded. There's no phone attached to it.
I can't call it in.
All right. Anise has gone up the stairs. Officer's looking for a phone line. What are the rest of you guys doing?
I'm going to follow Anise up the stairs.
Okay.
I'm going to search around for a back door. Because if this person is dead in front of the front door, there must be a second way in or out.
I was going to just do a quick examination of the body, see powder, if there was powder burns, you know, that kind of, you know, blah, 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 blah. Just to see if I feel like there's immediately anything that I won't grasp, I'll follow Kai.
Okay. But if you're looking for a forensic type evidence and you don't have any kind of medical skill.
I'm not looking to go into deep, but I would know the basics of, there's a powder burn here. He was shot real close.
Fair enough. Give me a notice roll for that. I'm sorry. And Kai, what's Kai doing?
Looking for the back entrance of this place.
Going to the back entrances. Okay. Good enough. Kai, you do find a back door. At one point recently, it actually had been, there were 2x4s that were nailed up to keep anyone from coming in from the outside. They had been pried down. They were neatly put out of the way. And actually, you find the beams with the nails in them in a cupboard next to the door. Like it would be like a shoe cupboard, a place where coats and shoes would go. So someone took the time to actually put them out of direct line of sight. The door is opened. You find a little smudge of blood around the door handle. A little smudge of a footprint, a bloody footprint, on the threshold of the door as well. Jack, no immediate powder burns around the wounds. It was shot from a distance.
Mm-hmm. And
also a high caliber, probably a rifle round because of the through and through.
Ooh, interesting. All right, well, I'll go follow Kai after I do my quick...
Okay. Franny, you are following Anise upstairs. Anise, you go to the top of the stairs. You're kind of fumbling around. Take a moment to get your eyes adjusted to the dark. There is, in fact, another body at the top of the stairs. Also
listening out to see if there's any sounds of movement or anything.
Okay.
Get it.
You don't hear anything.
Hey. Cool, I failed to detect a trap. Yay! I move in.
It is now quite dark up here. Unless you have mm-hmm. some way of bringing in light, you really can't see anything. Franny, so you about trip over. Did you take cat's eyes as one of your...
No.
No. Okay, so you also are working in the dark here, but there's definitely a dead body at the top of the stairwell.
Okay. Let's see.
Still a little warm, actually.
Still a little warm. Do I have a lighter?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. I want to, light the lighter and see if I can see anything interesting on the body without burning my hands off.
Another headshot.
Huh. Can I tell where it came from?
Well, considering if no one moved the body from where he fell, further up there, further up onto that landing. Looks like he was coming up the stairs and someone shot him just as his head came into the line of view from the stair to the landing.
Ah, okay. Then I am actually going to, hug the wall a little bit and motion for Anise to do the same.
Okay. Anise, yeah, you saw the flashlight light spring up, giving a little bit of light to the room. What you've got here is a flat stair or landing. It's got a balustrade that overlooks the entirety of the downstairs. So this was like a great view, field of fire, I should say. By the light of the flickering lighter, you see there are two more bodies up here. These don't look like they've been shot, though. One looks like they've been, well, they both look like they've been stabbed.
Okay. How close is Anise to me?
She was up about a little bit. She's like, you're on the stairwell. She's on the landing proper. So, 10 feet.
10 feet. I'm going to try to get her attention in motion, or that we should probably come back down and get the others.
All right.
How impulsive am I?
There is a window also blacked up here and one door going into a room. That door is closed.
I'm going to continue to look around up here.
Okay. Well, the only other thing to look at is the closed door. Do you open the door?
Yep. Well, I put my ear to it. Don't notice anything in there. Open the door.
Okay. As you go to the door, before you reach it, you actually, again, because of lack of light, you hear a tinkle as you kick something, and then you almost lose your footing as you step on something that gives under your feet, almost like marbles. So you catch yourself. And then as you're kneeling down, it's brass cartridges.
Yeah, we...
Sniff one?
Yeah, recently fired. And they're long, so they're rifle rounds.
Not sure about how it turns, in terms of rounds or not. I'm pretty much getting ready to cast speed on myself, but I'm going to still open the door.
Okay. Can you open the door? It is not locked, but it's stuck as if it hasn't opened in a while. The wood may have swollen in the frame.
Get swole.
Anise, we should get the others.
Yeah, you hear her trying to open the door.
We'll see if there's anyone up here first. Whisper back.
Okay, fine. I take a deep breath and then go up after her.
Okay, so you're bringing the lighter closer. So you can see
No, I'm not going to... I'm going to.
Okay, then you are an absolute... Both of you are in just pitch dark. It is very, very dark up here. All right, so that's been a minute or so. So going back downstairs, Mr. Officer Figgs, no phone. People are splitting up. There's a body in the room. What are you going to do?
Go upstairs. Okay. Where everybody else is.
You're an officer that walks a beat. Your beat sometimes stretches into the night. It is not uncalled for that you might have a flashlight, an electric torch on you.
Yes.
You going to use it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, your beam highlights a body at the top of the stairs. You can see Franny and Anise is there near a door, the only door on the upper landing.
Look at the body.
Yeah. Another.
I've seen dead bodies before. Yep.
Another shot. Headshot through and through. Dressed very similar to the guy below. Kai and James? Jack. Kai and Jack. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
I'm following Kai.
Yeah, Kai found the back door. Looks like someone had left it. Left behind a little bit of blood on the door handle, a little slightly bloody footprint on the stoop.
Could they have stepped in blood anywhere that we've seen downstairs?
Downstairs, no.
And this is a footprint leading out?
Yes.
Looks like they left.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't... They might not be too far away.
A shrug. Open the back door.
Sure.
See if we get shot.
door opens into basically an alleyway between this building and the next. You see there's another slight blood print on the, couple of steps going down. You see an even fainter blood print in the alley. And then you see there's like some tire marks, like a car came through here pretty quick, and you don't see any more prints.
If only I had studied harder at my tracking, but I have no idea what this means.
I mean, maybe you could have a chance. Maybe you and I could roll and see. Maybe we get lucky.
Yeah, if you don't have tracking, you can certainly give me an unskilled roll just to see what you think of the scene.
Yeah. What do you say there, Kai?
Let's say... No, it's not a thing. I don't understand.
I will spend a Benny here.
All right.
I mean, we're closing to the end of the session.
Yeah, yes, we are.
Bennies, so.
Apparently not.
Bam!
Okay. Obvious to you that the man exited and he entered a car and took off very quickly from the tire skid mark. You can check directionality. So he was heading onto the main street from here.
So we lost them. Yay! I report this to Kai. It's almost like someone reported this whole incident into their bosses, and then their bosses made a silly ass move.
All right, almost upstairs.
Like that happened.
Anise, you force the door. Mm-hmm. In the flashlight beam, you can in fact see that the door has not been open in quite some time. The wood has swollen in the humidity of this area into the frame. So you do force it open. And inside is, it used to be like an office. The only thing that's left over is some ratty furniture and a desk.
Hmm. Oh, that's kind of boring. There's nothing here to see then.
In the beam of the flashlight, Officer Figgs, as you come up the stairs, you can see the spent brass on the ground. You can also see a couple of empty canisters, like coffee cups, and some looks like somebody had a sandwich or something up here. Several cigarettes on the floor. Looks like somebody was waiting here for quite a while.
This looks like a good vantage point to shoot down.
Yes, this looks like a great vantage point. It looks like... actually, give me a notice roll.
Okay.
Good enough.
Yeah.
It looks like someone was waiting here for some time. Waited for these two men to come up. He took them out with a blade. By the way, the blades are done, and what little you see in the way of them putting up any kind of defense, he did it from hiding or did it very quickly. Picked up a rifle. Shot the man on the stairs, and then shot the last man, and he was trying to flee. It all looks very professional to you.
So two people entered.
Four people entered.
Oh, four people entered. Okay, I missed.
One killed at the door, dead behind the door, pushed him out of the way as you came in. One at the top of the stairwell, and then two more right here on the stairwell landing, or at the landing of the stairwell.
Okay.
And the two up here were knifed.
Okay. Yeah, definitely going to have to tell Officer Watson.
You think?
Paperwork. Ugh.
Well, at least it's not your paperwork.
Yeah, but I'm going to be named on it, so.
I would appreciate it if you left my name off of that. Yes, I would. Anyways, so,
keep looking around.
Let's rifle through that chest. Those drawers.
Oh, in the room upstairs, so everybody sees all the bodies. Kai, are you coming back in as well?
I mean, yeah.
Looking over things? Okay, well, you can identify all four men. Ty, you saw at the door. Zach is at the top of the stair. Bennigan and Mark are the two dead at the top of the stairwells. All of them were enforcers for the Black Hand.
There's a phone downstairs, yeah?
Phone line, no phone.
Hmm.
And the desk upstairs is empty. The whole room is really dusty, and there's no one been in here in quite some time.
So wait a minute. We're at the villa offices, but we're finding bodies of dead Black Hand enforcers.
Yeah. It's almost like someone reported it in to their boss, and then they took action, and then they got their just desserts. almost like that happened. Weird.
All right. Yep. So we'll call the game there for the night. Right. So you found this deserted place. It was supposedly the address for the offices of the Villa Brothers. You got four Black Hand members dead here, very professionally killed by what looks like probably one man or one person that stayed here for a while by the number of coffee cups and takeout food that is all trashed around the area. You've also got a couple of spent brass.
Rifles. So. Things to ponder.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There are things to do. All right. I don't know what things we are to do, but I think we screwed up by letting you in on this plot.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yep.
Oh, I'm pretty sure we screwed up something.
Whatever.
Yeah,
I think we just changed the nature of the plot. I don't think we screwed it up at all.
Yeah, no, I screwing up is the wrong word. Starting a gang war is perhaps the appropriate.
Well, causing shift in the paradigm of what is going on.
As far as we know, there's only one person who was doing this right then.
Yeah.
No, I suppose there was also the car driver, and they took the telephone with them, which is interesting. Yeah. Is the telephone a particularly expensive piece of kit?
Yes, telephones are not cheap, and actually at this point in time, you cannot buy a telephone. You have to rent them from the phone company, so it was probably removed with the original tenant.
Well, somebody must have known that.
Do you want to know what's really interesting?
This is all stuff to do later. What's that?
Apparently, this guy has been sitting here waiting for someone to come along. Yet this guy's been giving out cards, so he expected whoever turned up answering the cards to be shot in the head?
Not necessarily. It could have been, hey, I keep a rifle around for reasons, and other people turn up here. I don't know.
And these guys just kind of blundered into it.
Well, we'll find out. We will
next
find
time.
Out next time. We'll venture down next this time. Dark alley again.
Yes, on the dark heart of the city. Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun.
Three experience. For putting everybody on the spot at the beginning, having you give me further information to add on to the environment.
And we started a gang war. We stopped someone from shooting up Miss Moody's the dill pickle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we did things. Important things.
Yeah, I looked that up after I remembered the name last week. And it was a bar in Chicago. So I don't know why I'm remembering it.
I mean, we had beignets and coffee. It's got to count for something.
Very good. So we're ending this. Game time would be Saturday the next day at 3 o'clock p.m. You waited till noon to meet, and then took you a few hours to get there.
Yeah, as fair as can be. As fair as can be.
All right. Well, hopefully that was interesting.
Music in this podcast was created by Kevin MacLeod. More great music can be found at his website at incompetech.com. If you enjoy the show, we would love to hear from you. You can find links to our public forums, the software that we use, and other information at our homepage at bluemagic.com. That's BLUMAGIK. Reviews on iTunes, recommends at rpgpodcasts.com, and email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com are also appreciated. Thank you for listening.